from KQED.
Just outside Sacramento, at the former McClellan Air Force Base, there's a massive warehouse that holds all sorts of items from California's early days. For decades, this collection was scattered across 9 different facilities around the state capitol. But now, everything has been gathered under one roof. At the end of the movie Raiders of the Lost Ark, the Americans have won possession of the fabled Ark of the Covenant, only to pack it into a nondescript crate and lock it away in a vast warehouse where presumably no one will ever find it again. As a motorized door rises on the North Highlands warehouse where California's ancient artifacts are stored, the first thing you think is that it looks a lot like a Hollywood backlot.
You might think that, but everything here is historic.
That's Roy Stern, spokesman for the California Department of Parks and Recreation. Yes, parks and recreation. Ever since Marshall Gold Discovery in Coloma became part of the state park system in 1927, the Parks Department has been the de facto depository for all things once ubiquitous made precious with the passage of time. Think of Victorian-era baby carriages and dentist chairs, battered dairy cans and railroad crossing signs. Ross McGuire is the curator here.
Over time, collections came in one at a time. It just grew to the point where it was pretty unmanageable.
Not to mention a bit of a mess. Take, for instance, one dusty freight wagon that ran from Sacramento to Placerville before the railroads were built. Somehow it wound up at Sutter's Fort near downtown Sacramento, where it went on display outside for decades.
The museum profession has learned a great deal, and you don't just put these out for the sun and the rain to beat up and weather.
These days, items like this are cleaned, strapped into stabilizing contraptions of wood and plexiglass, and carefully housed in concrete rooms with light, temperature, and humidity controls. You can't stop organic materials from decaying, but you can slow the process. Consider the way the Parks Department handles its collection of 4,400 Indian baskets, one of the biggest collections of its kind in the world.
There are baskets smaller than a teacup to baskets that are meant to hold bushels and bushels of acorns.
Each basket is wrapped individually in a plastic bag. Styrofoam peanuts inside keep the basket from collapsing in on itself. A tag on the bag tells you all you need to know about the basket's provenance and place in the collection.
In its prior configuration, baskets were triple stacked and overcrowded.
Here they spread out luxuriously on a linear mile of metal shelving 15 levels high. The bulk of the items are awaiting a new building for the California Indian Heritage Center. That's still in the planning stages. In the meantime, these baskets will sit here available to be loaned out to parks, museums, and historical societies throughout California, and really the world over.
If not us, then who? We didn't seek out the responsibility. It kind of evolved as the park system grew.
Bond money paid for consolidating the park's artifacts at the former McClellan Air Force Base. You might be tempted to ask how a budget-strapped agency pays for new acquisitions. It doesn't. Just about all the stuff was donated. The last purchase of 4 Indian baskets was made 40 years ago. One thing becomes clear as you tour this motherlode. Pioneers as far back as the Gold Rush days knew they were making history. They set aside all sorts of bric-a-brac in the hopes future generations would take an interest in how they got to California and what they did here. See some of California's treasures in storage for yourself. We've got photos of Indian baskets and a hearse involved in California's only armed Civil War conflict. That's online at californiareport.org.